Thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba. I'm calling you from, well, we set up a call back yesterday so we could continue with the service. And as you know, I'm calling you from Opinion Research, and I just would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and other communities, okay? We have already, well, you have already said that you were already registered to vote, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, and what is the state that you are registered to vote?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, in which state are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, I'm sorry, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
It'd be another state, Arizona.
Okay, Arizona, thank you so much for that. And in what year were you born, sir?
1995.
Thank you so much for that. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost turning to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I probably will vote.
So would that be probably or almost turning?
But let's just say yes.
Okay, thank you. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Economy.
Thank you. Anything else that you would like to ask?
I guess education.
Or at least, okay. Economy, education. Thank you so much for that. Now, thinking back for the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you keep that one?
I think I voted Republican.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump. I think I'll go with Trump.
Thank you so much for that. And some people feel more concerned about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidate using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. In the case of Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, which are the chances that you are voting for him?
I'm going to go with 0.
Thank you. And what about Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
I'll probably go with, 75.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
High Republican.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Robin Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake?
Kerry Lake.
Thank you so much for that. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issues in immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump.
And do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you so much for that. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. Do you strongly, in this case, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids? Would you say that you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit of feedback. Can you please repeat that?
Okay. Yes. The first thing right here is President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. That would be strongly disagree with that. You somewhat disagree with that. You somewhat agree with that, or you strongly agree with that?
I think I'll just go with neutral, if that's an option.
Okay, yeah, neither agree or disagree, right?
I guess so.
Okay, and in the case of President Biden, do you think that he should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens? Would you say you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I guess I'll just go with, I'm
yeah?
not sure, I'm not really sure about the option.
Well, yeah, we're just trying to, well, the question right here is, do you think that President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens? Would you say you would agree or disagree with that?
I guess I'll go with agree.
Okay, would you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, do you think President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy? Would you agree or disagree to that?
A hard one. I guess I'll go with agree.
And would you say you somewhat agree or you strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much for that. Now, I also have right here, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable immigrants. Would you agree or disagree to that? Would you like me to read again the question?
I guess I'll just go with agree.
Okay, would you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I somewhat agree.
Thank you so much for that. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. So the first statement is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Would you say you agree or disagree with that?
Sorry, can you repeat the question again?
Yes. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Oh, okay. Agree.
Okay. Would you say you somewhat agree or you strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, what about President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers? Would you agree or disagree to that?
Agree.
And would you say somewhat agree or just strongly agree?
Certainly agree.
Okay, thank you. What about President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens? remember that you can stay, you can still say somewhat agree or somewhat disagree.
I understand. I just, it's a bit difficult to understand, but I guess I'll just go with somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. What about President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than a year, who passed the background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, national disasters, and other dangerous conditions?
Agree.
And would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Certainly agree.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. Like, for example, if President Biden enacted that program, would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? Or would it make the difference one way or the other? The first one is, a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on citizens and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants. Would you say that you are much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely to vote for him? Somewhat more likely? Much more likely to vote for him? Or it makes no difference one way or another?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. What about a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, and they are protected from deportation? Would you be much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or it makes no difference one way or another for you?
It makes no difference. I mean, for all these questions, there would be no difference.
Okay, I will read them still, okay? But you can still let me know what you think or not. Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him? But it makes no difference one way or another.
No difference.
Okay, thank you. Now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, and they are protected from deportation. Would that be much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely to vote for him? Or it makes no difference one way or another?
No difference. I don't want to vote for Joe Biden. I'm sorry to say that.
Okay, I understand. It's okay. I'm glad that you're giving us your opinion, sir. And now, we also have right here a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. So would that be much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely to vote for him? Or makes a difference one way? Makes a difference one way or another?
No difference, but look, I'm running really low on time. I'm afraid to say that's all the questions I can answer at this point.
Yes, we're almost done, okay? I really understand, and I really appreciate that you took the call. So we're almost done, okay? And then we have a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. So how likely are you to vote for him? Or you will make no difference?
No difference, miss.
Okay, and then we also have a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. So like the idea to vote for him, or it makes no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Are you concerned about it, sir? Hello?
I guess yes.
Okay, so would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, or a little concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Now, we also have Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. How concerned are you about it? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Maybe a little concerned.
Okay, and we also have Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. How concerned are you about it? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not all concerned. Look, I really need to be going now. Again, like I said, I'm very short on time.
Yeah, can I call you back then? We are just missing 25% of the survey at this point.
Man. It was a very long survey. I recommend shortening it.
Okay. We will definitely take into consideration your comments, sir. So, would you like me to continue? I mean, we're just missing 25% of the survey at this point, or I can also call you back.
I really don't.
The next questions are for statistical purposes only. That's it, just to make sure that we have a representative sample. Let me continue and... when you really need to go, we will stop, and then I can call you back, okay? We have right here that Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of immigrants. How concerned are you about it? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned, but look...
Okay, can I call you back?
I suppose so, please.
Okay, great. So tell me, when can I call you right back, sir?
Maybe tomorrow, I guess, around...
Okay, let me just ask you this last question, and then I will let you go, okay? Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos and the border benefits them politically. That they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform the immigration system. How concerned are you about it?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So you were saying, so what time would you like me to call you right back tomorrow?
About around 4.
Okay, great. Will do. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that you helped me out at this, up until this point of the survey, okay?
You're welcome, miss, and take care.
Of course. Bye-bye. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Me dice gracias a la carita. Gracias, Gary.